Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. State Representative Kelly Mahler says she won't seek re-election in 2026. The Shoreview Democrat is serving her fourth term representing District 48 and co-chairs the Public Safety and Ethics Committees. Mahler says she's proud of her work on disability rights, consumer protection, and public safety, including rewriting sexual assault laws and passing red flag legislation. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Aaron Murphy is urging Republican Congressman Tom Emmer to reconsider recent comments about upcoming No Kings rallies. Emmer is among many Republicans referring to Saturday's No King rallies as Hate America rallies. Jennifer O'Brien of Indivisible Twin Cities says the state's largest rally near U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis will be peaceful.
It's completely family-friendly. We don't know why they think that standing up for our First Amendment rights and standing up for our communities and for health care and for education would ever be considered anything but pro-democracy.
MSP Airport will not air a federal video blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. The video features Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying, quote, "Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. Most of our TSA employees are working without pay." Due to federal cuts, healthcare leaders are sounding the alarm that more Minnesota rural hospitals and clinics will be forced to close across the state. Mary Krinke with the Minnesota Hospital Association says even those who can afford health insurance will be impacted.
They're going to have to drive a longer distance, which in rural Minnesota, it could be another 100 miles. There's also fewer providers, so maybe you have to wait longer for your appointment. Maybe now you're waiting, instead of 3 months, you're waiting 6 months to get in to see a provider.
Krinke testified in front of the Senate Select Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans. She added that if 140,000 Minnesotans lose their health insurance, that will cost the medical industry a combined $600 million starting in 2027. Skims has officially opened its largest store ever at Mall of America, marking the brand's first brick-and-mortar location in Minnesota. Co-founded by Kim Kardashian, Skims is known for its inclusive, comfort-focused collections. The new 8,000-square-foot space features the full line from shapewear and loungewear to swim and apparel in sizes extra, extra small to 5X and over 15 skin tone shades. The Nature Conservancy has purchased more than 12,000 acres of forest land in northeastern Minnesota, marking its largest forest acquisition in the state to date. The land, located north of two harbors and including areas affected by the Greenwood Fire, will be restored and preserved by the global nonprofit. While the property will be open to the public for hunting, fishing, and other recreational activities, visitors should note that no formal trails or restroom facilities have been developed. Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota is kicking off its largest fundraiser ever, a five-year, $100 million campaign called Empower What's Possible. This is MNN.